Yeah, massively pleased. I think the club's going in the right way, and I'm pleased I'm there for the foreseeable future.
And it's a lengthy deal as well. Is the desire there to see out the rest of your playing career with the Tigers?
Yeah, well, that was the plan, yeah. I mean, I'm 28 this month, and hopefully my best few years are ahead, and I want to see them out at Castleford.
And there's been quite a bit of speculation about your future as well, potentially some other offers on the table from NRL clubs. Was there not a little bit of doubt at the back of your mind, maybe thinking, oh, it might be nice to try somewhere else, or was it always Cass all the way? You were never going to go anywhere else?
I don't know about doubt. Obviously, it's you've got to keep your options open, and sitting down with my agent and my very good friend, Craig Harrison, we sat down and spoke, and it's sort of like the grass is not always greener. I'm enjoying my football at Castleford. I'm waking up every day, I'm going training, I'm happy, and good set of lads, good coaching, and the deal come on the table, and it made sense. I'm happy and I'm playing good rugby, so why change a good habit, a good formula?
Well, exactly. It reminds me of the phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
exactly that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And 2015 was a brilliant year for you at Cass, so much so that you got into the England team as well. You're in the squad for the games against France and New Zealand, but didn't really get that game time. But with the stability now that you've got at Cass with this big deal, is the desire really to push on in this England setup and work your way in?
Massively, yeah. I think disappointing last year, obviously, not to pull on the England jersey, but no, obviously, I did that with Cass, and hopefully I can make the squad again this year, and this time pull on the jersey and play my first full game for England.
And the Four Nations is of course on the way too at the end of this year. Is the desire to get in the squad for that as well?
Yeah, massively. I think England's took on a new role, obviously with Wayne Bennett coming in, and I think the Aussies and the New Zealand are there to be beaten, and I think we've got some great young kids in our game at the minute, the likes of John Bateman and Ben Curry. I think it's exciting times for English rugby, and I hope to be part of that.
Quite a competitive squad as well, with a lot of players, especially in the backs, jostling for the different positions. Do you think it's quite hard to get yourself into that team, or is it nice that there's players on a similar level to you that you're really competing for those same positions?
Well, it's obviously international honours. I think it's going to be competitive, and like you say, yeah, there's a lot of players. There's some good halfbacks in there. A lot of good halfbacks playing well this year, as you say, the outside backs and the guys, the English guys out there in Australia. I think, like you say, it's going to be a bit of an headache for Wayne Bennett to pick his actual squad, but I'm sure he'd have it no other way.
Definitely him rather than me picking that team selection, because I really wouldn't have a clue. There's just so many players trying to fit into that starting team. But let's go back to Cass now. You're not doing too badly at the moment. Big wins over Warrington, Leeds and Salford as well. But a bit of a disappointing defeat last week against Wigan. Daryl Powell coming out after that game, criticising the referee. What was your take on that performance?
I'd have to. I don't want to go as mad as Daryl went. Obviously, it's probably not fine for what he said. But no, yeah, as you say, disappointing. I'll just put it as things didn't quite go our way. But it was a good performance to get beat by 7 points and a couple of decisions here and there. We thought we did enough to win it. I think we let a few too many soft tries in, to be honest. And yeah, disappointing. But we're looking to fix it up tonight against Huddersfield, and I think this is quite a big game, to be honest.
And speaking of that Huddersfield game, it is our live commentary game this evening on Radio Yorkshire from the John Smith Stadium. Jermaine McGilvery has been a big presence for them on the wing this season. Is he the man that you've been focusing on in training, working out how to stop?
Well, it's easier said than done how to stop Jermaine. He's obviously a powerhouse, and he gets their sets rolling forward, and you have to do a real good job on him. And I think the other winger as well, Aaron Murphy, don't quite get the credit he deserves. He's obviously a real strong lad as well. But no, the boys have trained really well this week, and we're looking to put that disappointment of last week's Wigan game behind us. And Huddersfield are a few points behind, and they'll be looking at this game as a must-win game. So we know going there it'll be tough, but we're looking to go away with the 2 points.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a stop-start season for Huddersfield so far. And as you mentioned there, they are quite towards the bottom of the table with the Leeds Rhinos down there as well, of course, which seems bizarre to me that Leeds are at the bottom of the Super League table. It doesn't seem quite right when I look at it. It's almost as if it should be the other way around. Do you think that could work in your favour then if Huddersfield are down at the bottom?
I don't think you can take it like that. As the Super League proves this year, I think if you don't turn up on the day on your game, I think you get beat. So a lot of strange results this year. But no, the boys won't be taking this one lightly, regardless of where they are on the table. They've got some great players, as you say, with Jermaine, the likes of Danny Brough and Jamie Ellis and people like that. So no, the boys will go there expecting a tough game, and I'm sure it will be.
And lastly, if we just briefly talk about Michael Shenton's injury this season. He's, of course, been a big loss for Cass with that big knee ligament injury. And you've stepped into the role of captain. You're the acting captain at the moment for the squad. So what's that extra responsibility been like for you?
To be honest, it's a question I get asked quite often, but I just take it as the same, really. Obviously, your half-back is your leader on the pitch anyway. So I don't really find it any different. I'm certainly not doing no Winston Churchill type speech in the changing room or anything like that. We do obviously miss Shenny. Shenny's our leader on and off the field, and the sooner he gets back the better, because we do really miss him. But for myself, yeah, I don't think there's much difference. I'm quite vocal anyway, and I can get a bit moody at times. Sure, my players will tell that. I'll tell you that. But no different really. I think it's just as you say, an half back is quite a vital role, and he's a big talker anyway. So I don't sense any difference really in leading the side.
And in your role as acting captain as well, is it mainly a kind of on-pitch kind of role with you organising the players and the team when they're out on the pitch, or is there any kind of role in the dressing room as well? Do you help Daryl out with the half-time team talks? Is there anything like that going on?
Obviously, you're a big point before the game and at half-time as well, but I kind of was that anyway, being the half-back. I mean, you're probably the main talker along with your captain, as Michael was. So no, it's not much different really. I'm quite a vocal person anyway, so you do speak a lot, and it's not much different. It's a question I often get asked, but no, your role don't really change as much.
So best of luck for the game against Huddersfield this evening at the John Smith Stadium. You guys obviously confident for the win going over there, so hopefully you'll bring back the points to Cass. And also best of luck for the new season as well, and the 5 years ahead with Castleford as well. Congratulations on the new contract again.
Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you.